Milwaukee has about 100,000 adults who are not registered to vote, but most are thought to be eligible voters. Democrats say getting this group to the polls in November may be a key factor in the races for president and U.S. Senate. An independent liberal group, America's Coming Together, or ACT, is recruiting paid and volunteer workers to sign up for Milwaukee's Deputy Registrar program. The program allows English-speaking voters from across the state to help city residents register.
I'm going to be going over this sheet here, so I need everybody to go to the first page.
At City Hall this week, Election Commission staffer Kathy Thornton explained federal and state laws requiring voters to provide identification and allowing convicted felons who have served their time to vote. Thornton also warned the volunteer registrars not to push a particular candidate.
You're not going to tell them who to vote for. You're not going to tell them who you're voting for, okay? Your only job is to go out there and register them to vote.
Thornton then deputized the group of registrars.
Ann will perform the duties of deputy voter registrar according to law and will studiously endeavor to prevent all fraud, deceit, or abuse in conducting the same according to the best of your ability. Is that correct, everyone? Yes. Okay.
One of the new deputies is Maxine Shields, a Milwaukee janitor and member of the left-leaning Service Employees International Union. She says it's important to get more people to the polls.
Because we need to change some of the stuff that's going on. We need a different kind of leadership, I think. This is my own opinion. Now, this has nothing to do with ACT.
America's Coming Together says it plans registration efforts in at least three other Wisconsin cities. The state Republican Party has asked Democrats for more information about the activities of ACT. The GOP says its members are also doing a variety of things to register voters and encourage them to get to the polls. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.